my experience with rimfire precision, I should say, like actually being proficient with them and taking clean kills at distance was in college. I started, my buddy turned me onto a 17 HMR. That was back when we had MC Sports. I don't know if you remember that, but that was over by the Grand Rapids area. And in Big Rapids, it was an MC Sports. And he had just a crappy Savage, what are they, the 93 R17, just straight profile barrel, no suppressor, you know, Barska scope on it, just a turd. And probably $300 all in. And we were shooting squirrels at his parents' house because he was actually from Big Rapids. And I'm like, holy crap, this thing's wicked. I've shot squirrels with a 22 and watched them run back up the tree. So I bought one. You know, college kid didn't have any money, and I started playing around with them. I'm like, all right, this is definitely the round for me. And ended up with a 93 R17 FVSR, which was a, it came in a Boyd's Pro Varmint stock. It was a 15 and a half or 18 inch threaded barrel bowl. You know, it was the more tactical style. It had the oversized bolt knob. It had a pick rail on the top for a scope. It was a nice rifle. I could never get that thing to shoot right. Like, 2-3 MOA, never satisfied with that gun. I tried everything. I tried polishing the crown. I tried cleaning the crap out, making sure there was no burrs. I tried every type of 17 HMR ammo there was. I glass bedded the receiver. Like, I gave up. So I turned it into Michigan. Killed a ton of stuff with it, but missed a ton of stuff with it. And I was like, dude, there's no way I'm this bad of a shot. And traded into Michigan, got like $350 for it, put it towards my CZ-455 varmint and 17 HMR. This was right when they discontinued them, so I got old stock. And that thing, I've never looked back. I've done nothing to it other than get it threaded by Magnaport. I put a Harris bipod on it. I'm using Vortex Pro rings and a Vortex Viper scope, and that's it. It's a bone stock rifle, and it's an absolute pack driver.